Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the robotics category of June 21, 2021. Do you know that babies is born without kneecaps? They appear between the ages of 2 and 6. Today, we have selected 5 papers out of 9 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number 1.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Roland Siegfried, professor of robotics, ETH Zurich, Switzerland.
Paper title:
Under the Sand, Navigation and Localization of a Small Unmanned Aerial Vehicle for Landmine Detection with Ground-Penetrating Synthetic Aperture Radar.
Authored by
Rick Bonneman, Nicholas Lawrence, Lucas Streichenberg, Jen Jen Chung, Michael Pantic, Alexander Grathwohl, Christian Waldschmidt, and Roland Siegfried.
Paper abstract:
Ground-penetrating radar mounted on a small unmanned aerial vehicle, UAV, is a promising tool to assist humanitarian landmine clearance. However, the quality of synthetic aperture radar images depends on accurate and precise motion estimation of the radar antennas as well as generating informative viewpoints with the UAV. This paper presents a complete and automatic airborne ground-penetrating synthetic aperture radar, SIR, system. The system consists of a spatially calibrated and temporally synchronized industrial-grade sensor suite that enables navigation above ground level, radar imaging, and optical imaging. A custom mission planning framework allows generation and automatic execution of strip map and circular XR trajectories controlled above ground level as well as aerial imaging survey flights. A factor graph-based state estimator fuses measurements from dual receiver real-time kinematic, RTK, Global Navigation Satellite System, GNSS, and an inertial measurement unit, IMU, to obtain precise, high-rate platform positions and orientations. Ground truth experiments showed sensor timing as accurate as 0.8/μs and as precise as 0.1/μs with localization rates of 1 kHz. The dual position factor formulation improves online localization accuracy up to 40% and batch localization accuracy up to 59% compared to a single position factor with uncertain heading initialization. Our field trials validated a localization accuracy and precision that enables coherent radar measurement addition and detection of radar targets buried in sand. This validates the potential as an aerial landmine detection system. This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Yue Wang, Virginia Polytechnic Institute, and State University.
Paper title:
Improved Radar Localization on LiDAR Maps Using Shared Embedding.
Authored by
Huan Yin, Yue Wang, and Rong Xiong.
Paper abstract:
We present a heterogeneous localization framework for solving radar global localization and post-tracking on pre-built LiDAR maps. To bridge the gap of sensing modalities, deep neural networks are constructed to create shared embedding space for radar scans and LiDAR maps. Herein learned feature embeddings are supportive for similarity measurement, thus improving map retrieval and data matching respectively. In robot car and mule RAN datasets, we demonstrate the effectiveness of the proposed framework with a comparison to scan context and raw LL. In addition, the proposed post-tracking pipeline is with less neural networks compared to the original raw LL. What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Chan Leonage, unknown.
Paper title:
Optimizing Robotic Swarm-Based Construction Tasks.
Authored by
Chan Leonage, and Suba Fernando.
Paper abstract.
Social insects in nature such as ants, termites and bees construct their colonies collaboratively in a very efficient process. In these swarms, each insect contributes to the construction task individually, showing redundant and parallel behavior of individual entities. But the robotics adaptations of these swarms' behaviors haven't yet made it to the real world at a large enough scale of commonly being used due to the limitations in the existing approaches to the swarm robotics construction. This paper presents an approach that combines the existing swarm construction approaches, which results in a swarm robotic system, capable of constructing a given two-dimensional shape in an optimized manner. What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Ryan Kim, unknown.
Paper title:
Development of a Conversing and Body Temperature Scanning Autonomously Navigating Robot to Help Screen for COVID-19.
Authored by
Ryan Kim.
Paper abstract.
Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, the most common symptom displayed by patients has been a fever, leading to the use of temperature scanning as a preemptive measure to detect potential carriers of the virus. Human employees with handheld thermometers have been used to fulfill this task, however, this puts them at risk as they cannot be physically distanced, and the sequential nature of this method leads to great inconveniences and inefficiency. The proposed solution is an autonomously navigating robot capable of conversing and scanning people's temperature to detect fevers and help screen for COVID-19. To satisfy this objective, the robot must be able to 1. Navigate autonomously, 2. Detect and track people, and 3. Get individuals' temperature reading and converse with them if it exceeds 38°C. An autonomously navigating mobile robot is used with a manipulator controlled using a face tracking algorithm, and an end effector consisting of a thermal camera, smartphone, and chatbot. The goal is to develop a functioning solution that performs the above tasks. In addition, technical challenges encountered in their engineering solutions will be presented, and recommendations will be made for enhancements that could be incorporated when approaching commercialization. What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Tetsuyu Watanabe, unknown.
Paper title:
Variable Grasping Mode Gripper with Different Finger Structures for Grasping Small-Sized Items.
Authored by
Tetsuyu Watanabe, Kota Morino, Yoshitatsu Asama, Seiji Nishitani, and Ryo Toshima.
Paper abstract.
This letter presents a novel small gripper capable of grasping various types of small-sized items from flat surfaces for the assembly of small devices. Using a single actuator, the proposed gripper realizes two grasping modes, parallel grip and turnover modes. The gripper's mode can be switched via contact with a flat surface, such as a table. Handling thin thicknesses and light weights are the key challenges faced in attempts to grasp small-sized items. Although parallel grippers are effective in handling small items, there is a limit to the thinness of objects that can be grasped by parallel grippers. Accordingly, the turnover mode was adopted to grasp items that exceeded this threshold. In the turnover mode, one finger lifts the item, while another finger holds the item from above to keep it from flicking out. The proposed gripper is capable of picking up several types of items from a table, including thin, 0.05 millimeters, and lightweight, 0.007 grams, items. What an interesting paper.